The WILS phone lines are open on the Jack and Tom Show.
393-3700.
Go ahead. Tell Jack and Tom why they're wrong. Again.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Dave Benton. Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Dave, it's been 10 days now, and still people smarting over the LeBron James decision.
Ugh, get over it.
LeBron got booed at the ESPYs the other night, and he wasn't even there.
Well, you know, I'm okay with him getting booed. That's fine. If that's what you're going to do, you're going to do that. People boo the free agents that leave their cities all the time, but get over it. People leave cities all the time to go other teams. It happens to every single team unless you're the New York Yankees or the Boston Red Sox.
And I really think with a lot of people, other than those in Cleveland, the reaction isn't about him changing teams.
No. Well, but that's the thing is there's...
It's about the way it was done, the hour-long special.
Well, and I agree with that, but that's the thing is now it seems like it's turning into that they're angry that he switched teams. I agree with you. It started, and I was angry with him as well, with the way he handled it. He was unprofessional. The way he handled it was just... It just was sloppy, the whole situation, and it just was unfair to the city. I agree with that, but... It seems like now they're transitioning it over into they're just mad because he left them for Miami. That's just my opinion.
I wasn't sure about that. I wasn't sure that that was the reaction, but what makes you say that?
I just, like you said, you're doing this bitter, they're doing this bitter beer whole ceremony or whatever they're doing. It's just, there's just something about it that you'd think that they would get over it by now. I mean, yes, he left you. I understand. He decided that he wasn't going to tell you that he was leaving, and I understand you're mad about that, but it's time to get over it. It's time to just focus on what the Cleveland Cavaliers are. And maybe that's the problem is there is nothing to focus on when you're a Cleveland Cavalier.
It's the Great Lakes Brewing Company, and they have 30 gallons of Quitness Ale, they called it. And it sold out in 3 hours Wednesday downtown, so it's going to return Saturday. And this is a dry-hopped India Pale Ale that leaves a bitter aftertaste.
And see, they're talking about quitting. You said they just call it the Quitness, right?
Right.
So they're talking about quitting.
Well, in Cleveland, feel he quit then.
But that's what
Cleveland.
I'm saying. And now
I don't think that's true around the country.
But that's what I'm saying is these Cleveland fans are now, it's no longer, oh, he didn't tell us that he was leaving. The way he handled this was poorly done. Now it's, he quit us because he didn't think he could win with us, so we went to somebody else, which means they are focusing now on how he left us.
Well, I think in Cleveland they are, but I don't think around the rest of the
country. Right, but that's what I'm saying is what the, I'm talking about just the Cleveland people.
Let's go back to our phones, 393-3700, and let's bring in Mark Dotson. Hello, Mark.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Just fine.
Cleveland. What did you say about the beer thing, Jack?
It's called Quitness, like witness, and they have it in Cleveland for sale. Apparently, it sold out the other night, a Wednesday. And so, you know, I thought it was funny, Mark. I don't know if you heard this, but in Flint... A guy was stopped for impaired driving, had gone across the center line, in fact, had gone off the road, and when they asked if he had been drinking, and he said, yeah, but it's because of LeBron James, and tried to blame his inebriation on LeBron James.
My one and only confrontation with a drunk driver occurred. I'm on the way to Ann Arbor now after Michigan lost to... Cornbread Maxwell, University of North Carolina, Charlotte, was it?
Yeah.
The NCAA tournament.
Right.
I think the game finished around 6 o'clock. I was out, just coming back from a ball about 2 or 3 in the morning, and this guy came across the center line. He was going head on with me and looked like a kamikaze dude, and then he just avoided hitting me head on. I was able to swerve totally over into the other side of the road, and he gets out and he's stone cold drunk, and he said he's been drinking for the last 7-8 hours. And I'm, so anyway, it's scary out there when you see something like that. The Gilbert guy is just the guy I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
I just don't know where he's coming from. He first says that LeBron is not going to have anything to do with the hiring of the coach. No, we aren't consulting with LeBron. We're doing this all on our own. We're doing this independent of his consideration. Then he talks about how LeBron didn't return his texts after he had come out and said that publicly. He talks about how LeBron quit on the team, nevertheless, evidently quit on the team during the season. Nevertheless, it looked like he was making a full bore effort to try to get LeBron to sign with the team. I don't know how you sign a guy to a multi-million dollar contract if you think he quit on the franchise.
Right.
Call LeBron a traitor or ingrate or whatever.
Yeah.
For leaving the city of Cleveland or the state of Ohio, and he tried to lure, you know, East Lansing's best homegrown guy during the search for a coach. So that guy to me seems to be kind of odd, and I really do see a good possibility of Cleveland going from first to worst.
Yeah.
And that just says you a whole lot about their supporting cast in the first place.
Well, and that's the thing is they shaped that whole team around him to begin with, is that they put players in place to play with LeBron. And so this whole offseason was banking on getting him. So now that they don't have them, now they're mad at him because he left. Now they're saying they're mad at him because of the way he handled this situation. But some of the things you just mentioned say to me they're mad that he just plain old left.
If he had left, if he had just sent them a telegram without the ESPN thing and said, I'm leaving, it would have been the same response. They're jilted right now. They're disappointed. And I suppose I understand part of that. But it's a business. LeBron said it. If LeBron, for some reason, had turned out to be a mediocre talent,
right,
Gilbert would have traded him or not signed him with the quickness.
Absolutely.
And there would have been no second consideration based on the fact that he was a homegrown guy. So this has always been a business. And why it turned into something personal.
Every franchise in the history of sports has lost a free agent at some point.
And, you know, that's what they earn the right to do. They play out their contract. Thanks so much, Mark. I appreciate it. You know, I think that's just the way it goes in professional sports. You have to be ready for that.
It's a business.
I have a guarantee to make. I think that you're going to find Michigan State next year playing half as many games as the Cavaliers are going to win more games than Cleveland.
I wouldn't argue that at all.
I think Michigan State's going to win 30 games. I don't think the Cavaliers are going to win 30 games.
I don't think Antoine Jameson's good enough to
win. We'll be right back with more. The Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.